There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Joy, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Long-time listener and fan and first-time caller.
Well, welcome. Thank you. How may I help?
Thank you. Well, I'm 60 years old. I'm bisexual. I'm divorced. My last relationship was with a man several years ago. And I'm uncertain if I want to have a relationship with a man or a woman. I know that I'm still sexy and I want to be in relationship, but I've been doing like computer dating for a long time looking for a man, and have met tons of men that I don't hit it off with.
Well, so, but I think because you haven't met a man that you hit it off with doesn't mean you're necessarily bisexual or gay.
Well,
I mean, it just means
you
haven't found somebody that, I mean, in the same way, finding a woman that you like doesn't mean that you're gay either. I mean, I'm not sure. I think you either is or you isn't. I mean, who, if you had a choice about who to be sexual with, who would you choose? Which sex would you choose?
Well, that's the problem. I have had relationships with women in the past, not recently. But I've had girlfriends in the past, and the sex was wonderful. But the relationships were challenging because I found my female relationships and lovers, the women were very jealous. I don't know if that's
well, but again, tell me what your question is.
The question is, how can I get clear? I don't know how to get clear on whether I want a man or a woman. And the other piece is, do you think it's dishonest if I wanted to go to one internet dating service and have an ad in for to meet a bisexual woman, to meet another woman, and at the same time run ads to meet a man?
It's not so much as dishonest as I think it's going to be confusing all the way around. You know, it seems to me it's kind of like it's kind of like saying, gee, maybe I'm hungry and maybe I'll either eat Chinese or French depending on which restaurant I run into first. I mean, they're very different, and I mean, you could say that I don't really care, or I'd rather go to McDonald's or something. Except we're talking about people, not meals. So it would seem to me that you need to be a little clear, but I'm not sure that we have the criteria really nailed down here, Joy. You hear me all the time talk about that. I'm sort of, there's a part of me that thinks that bisexuality is just relatively unlikely. It's just that men and women are so different in terms of body shape, size, smell, texture, sexual apparatus, that I think that bisexuality just sort of is its own peculiar form of narcissism that says, do me. And, you know, and I think that if that's accurate, then I still think, given the fact that sex is an intimate act, you're still better served by saying, who would I like to do me most? Because if you decide to put out an ad for a woman and then decide that you're straight, that's going to make her feel that she's been conned. And you could say, well, yeah, but you go out with somebody and you may or may not like them. But it seems to me that it's a significantly different event to say, look, I'd like to go out with you, and then, oh, well, I prefer men, or vice versa. So it seems to me that you need some clarification, and the clarification may be what your fantasies are, you know, and I think saying, well, women are difficult in they're okay in bed, but they're difficult outside of bed. Well, if bed's the issue, which when we're talking about sexuality it is, then I think what you do is say, look, what I need to do is I'm clearly gay. I like sex much better with women than with men. And what I need to do is find a woman that I like outside of the bedroom because I know that I prefer sex with women. Conversely, of saying, I'm straight and what I need to do is find some guy that likes me as much as I like him, that you don't confuse the issues. And I think saying, well, women are more difficult in relationships outside of the bedroom. Yeah, but if the bedroom, I mean, our sexuality is the bedroom. And so then what you need to do is find someone who's gay. So you know the sex is okay, and then you find someone that you actually like, and then you've got a full-tilt boogie relationship. So I think you're going to have to be clear about what your sexual orientation, what your sexual preference is, and then find a person that encompasses that because of their personality and where they live and what they like and how tall they are and what they look like. But if the issue is, gee, who do I prefer having sex with, then I think you have to ask yourself that question and leave the rest of the relationship as secondary to at least clarify your sexual orientation. Does that make sense? I mean, that's like saying, well, you know, the last guy I went out with was a real jerk, therefore I must be gay. No, he was just a jerk. Yeah, and again, think about being on the other side of it. Think about going out with somebody that that says on the third date, I'm not sure that your sex is the one that I'm interested in. Not you as a person, but that your gender. I mean, that's a little off-putting to say the least. I mean, it sort of makes you feel like, you know, what am I, chopped liver, a target of opportunity? So I think it's really important to have some sense. And you can say, well, you can hear that I'm not probably one of those people who is enamored of the notion of bisexuality. I think that we can certainly be, as Freud says, polymorphously perverse. But I think by the time we're adults, that we have a clear preference. And again, the fact that we haven't run into the person of our dreams and the gender that we anticipated. And I don't think there's anybody. Well, I shouldn't say anybody. I don't think most men. Let me see if I can make some generality that won't offend everybody at this moment, but that actually has some meaning and some value to how we understand our own sexuality. I think that an awful lot of women say, gee, I wish I could be gay because I know a lot more interesting women than I know men. I don't think men feel the same way about it. I don't think there are very many men who go around thinking, gee, I wish I could be gay because I know more interesting men. I think most men, if anything, feel that they wish they could be straight, whether they are or they're not. So, but at some point, I think we have to deal with who we really are, not who we wished we could be, not who we fantasize about being, but who we really are. And when it comes to our sexuality, it's probably not crucial unless we're talking about dating. And then once we talk about dating, you're talking about somebody else on the other end of your sexuality, to not put too fine a point on it, right? So, and that other person is going to feel vulnerable. And as I said, just if you don't believe it from your point of view, think about it if it were the roles were reversed. If you were interested in somebody and on the third date, that person said, you're not the right gender, your first response would be, well, why did you, you know, why have we had three dates? And if all you want is a friend, why didn't you say that? So it's pretty crucial to have some sense of where our preference lies and be as honest with ourselves as we can. And you know, I think to a certain extent that women, especially in the last 25 or 30 years, have been allowed to kind of fantasize about their sexuality a great deal more than they have been probably in the last, you know, 5 to 10,000 years, to admit that we are sexual creatures, that we can have fantasies. But I still think that we have to have some sense of where our main inclination lies. So we're not, again, if all you're going to do is fantasize and, you know, take care of yourself, that's one thing. You're entitled to any fantasies that you can drum up. If you're talking about another person, I think you have to be cautious that you're not intentionally or unintentionally misleading somebody, because it's hurtful. So figuring out, where do I want to start? And I suppose, in theory, that would seem to me a matter of self-analysis as opposed to experiential evidence. So on one level, is it dishonest to list yourself at two different websites, one being gay and one being straight? No, I just think that it's going to be really confusing, not only to you, but to the fact that a number of people are on a number of different sites, and you may find that there's some cross-pollination. And I suppose one of the possibilities is to put up, you know, in today's computer world, put up a profile that says, I'm not sure, you know, and if you're not sure either, maybe we should get together and figure out our lack of certainty. I mean, that seems to me a possibility. But I think the idea of feeling equally attracted to both men and women is somewhat apocryphal as opposed to real. I know, now I'm going to get a whole bunch of phone calls from people being angry with me. It's all right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I just have a parenting question. I have boys that just started kindergarten, and well, back in the fall. And so one of them is hanging out with a kid who's a grade ahead of him in the first grade. And he's, in my opinion, not a very good influence on him. And they ride the bus together, and they're at recess together. And, you know, I don't want to make it a big deal, I guess. But in the same token, I don't feel that he's saying
What is the older man doing that you don't approve of with respect to your kid?
Well, he just says some potty words on the school bus, and I mean, you know, it was not a nice potty. I mean, it wasn't swear words, but it's just not nice talk. I mean, really not nice talk.
Okay, has your son come home with these words?
Yes, and he told me that I'm not going to like it, what he said too, because he said the same thing that his friend said, and
okay,
that my other son laughed. So, I mean, all three of them, and it was just, and this is a neighbor that's down the street, a little girl. So, you know, her dad came to me and said, you know, that's what she said, you know, that they said. And I said, wow, I mean, oh, I don't know what to do exactly.
All right. Well, let me help you. Let me give you the overview, and then we'll deal specifically with the charmers. First of all, you welcome to the world of parenting. In that your kid, and I don't know if you remember back, but I remember back to actually, it was probably the first real question of integrity I had as a youngster. I finally found a friend that my parents liked. And it was almost impossible, you know, I was so tempted to dump her because what I really wanted was friends that my parents hated, because that was so easy, because then I could say, well, you know, they really like me and I don't, you know, I mean, it was just really hard to have a friend that my parents actually approved of. Her name is Betty. I won't tell you her last name because she'll call me up and yell at me. But so picking friends that you know your parents won't approve of is part of the fun of being a kid, because there's so few ways that you can rebel and still not be sent to your room till you're 40, and this is certainly one of them. As a parent, it's really very straightforward. What you do is you say two things to your cherub. One is that you say that Sarah may use that kind of word, but if you use those kinds of words around me, or around your brother at school or wherever, you know, your grandmother, and he will use them around his grandmother because that's part of the fun. Let's see what grandma will do with this, is that that you'll get your mouth washed out with soap, or you're going to send to your room, or you get a demerit, or whatever the appropriate punishment is that the two of you work out. But so you hold him responsible for his behavior, because when you're 5 years old, a six-year-old is pretty darn cool. But when he's 15, a 20-year-old is going to be pretty darn cool. And so there are always going to be what you would view as negative influences in your kid's life. So welcome to the wide world of parenting, and this is how you deal with it, which is you hold your child responsible for their own behavior with the additional statement that says, if you see one person walking down the street and a clown is on the left of them and a clown is on the right, what you're very likely going to say is, look at the clowns walking down the street. So, and this is kind of a lot for a five-year-old, but he'll probably get it. So you're not allowed to use those words at school, but understand that if you're around people who use those words, people are going to think of you in the same way, which is possibly part of the appeal at this moment. I'll also give you what for me was the real revelation in parenting, not so much in being a kid, because I remembered being a kid, but at one point when my daughter was about, I know, just about this age, 5 or 6, we were walking down the beach. And she said, Mom, look at that. And I will use the word, and people will hopefully not be offended, because I don't think it means the same thing as it meant then. She said, look at the bitchin' wave. And I said, whoa, that's not a word we use around the house. And she said, look, if you use that word at school, you know, I don't particularly care, but it's not a very nice word. And if you use it at school, you're going to get in trouble. And she looked at me with her big blue eyes as a 5 or 6-year-old and said, oh, Mom, don't worry. At school, I taught kid talk. So kids know the difference. And your son came and told you that he was about to word bomb you, that he was about to freak you out intentionally. And not only did he know it was a word you didn't approve of, you knew it was a word, he knew it was a word you didn't want him to use. He knew that there was going to be consequence to it, and he was loving it. So what you want to do is not overreact to it. Hold him responsible for his own behavior, and welcome to the world of parenting, where kids pick friends that they think their parents will absolutely despise.
Okay.
And in terms of his brother laughing, I mean, as long as the point is made, and it sounds like this is the brother who's always going to be leading the assault on the cultural values. He's going to be the one who knows the first dirty joke and is going to be the first one who has the first sort of naughty experience and the first one to try alcohol and cigarettes. And he's always going to be leading his little brother a little around a little bit. His little brother's going to be the happy follower. But you just tell them, you hold them responsible for their behavior, that they're going to be all sorts of people doing all sorts of things that they're not allowed to do and that they know. And what they can say to that other person is, you know, my mom won't let me use those words, or I can only use that word at your house, not at my house.
Okay.
And also, let me just add one other thing here. To be prepared, at some point, some parent is going to call you and say, I can't believe your kids were using that language they taught my kid. And what you say is, sorry, and then you go to the kid and say, can't do that at Cheryl's house, or you won't be able to play at Cheryl's house anymore.
Okay.
All right, but so the point being that he knew, it's part of the fun, it's part of his maturation process. You hold him responsible, and you help him as he gets older to understand that people are going to judge him by the people that, by the company he keeps.
So, I mean, would you, seeing how I wasn't, on the bus when this happened, and I mean, I just heard it like secondhand. Would you punish him for something?
I just tell him that he's not allowed. Who told you about his brother? His little brother told him about it.
His friend that they said it to down the street told me, and her dad came to visit with me.
We already got to stage two already. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, right. I'm thank goodness I mentioned it. I would just explain, you know, to both boys that mm-hmm. you don't really care about him doing that at school, you know, on the school bus, but other people do. And now Cheryl's dad is mad, and he may not be able to play with Cheryl anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the whole point is consequence. Right?
Right.
Because he had a great time doing it. But he's 5 years old. He doesn't understand the ripples, which is,
right.
It's okay to say it to your friend because your friend thinks you're cool then, and I'm really cool because I said it to my brother laughed, and
right.
We'll probably say it to some other five-year-olds, but then somebody else heard it, and she told her dad about it, and then her dad came over and yelled at mom, and so then
yep.
I can't play there anymore. And so you can say, look, you figure out contact. I mean, and clearly my kid figured out as well, if mom at school, I talk kid talk. So help him understand you have to pick your audience. And, you know, if he talks that way around you, this is what the consequence is going to be. All right?
Cool. All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. This is the Anti-Children Hour. This is the Birth Control Hour. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. questions. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's exactly what it is, 855-99-37569. Jennifer, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for a long time. I'll just give you a little scenario backdrop. I'm 32 years old, married with three children, 7, 4, and 7 months. And I have this lifelong dream of going back to school and becoming a nurse.
Okay.
I just feel like right now is a good time to do it. My eldest two are in school full-time. I have a part-time nanny. I have a mother-in-law that's more than willing to watch the kids. I just feel guilty, maybe.
Why? Where's the guilt springing from? What specifically?
Well, in talking to people about my decision, they're saying, well, right now you should just be home with your children.
Okay, all right. Here, let me just give you a clue before we go into this, because I remember, do you remember when you were picking a name for your kid? It probably only happened with your first kid, because most of us learn really quickly. People would say, what are you going to call your kid? And I would come out the names, and everybody had an opinion. When I decided I was going to get LASIK surgery on my eye about 15 years ago, for some reason, I was talking about doing it, I think, in January or February. So when I went home at Christmas, I told everybody about it, and everybody said, don't do it. Asking other people to editorialize about your life is a way of finding yourself under a pile of crap. That it doesn't make any difference what other people think. That if there's something that you feel specifically, I mean, it sounds like you've got some very rational reasons. I've got some good care. I've got two kids who are in school during the day. I've got a youngster who's really has very minimal kind of needs for right now. And so this may be a really good time to get started on something. So by the time my youngest is ready for school, I'm ready for a career.
Yeah.
Sounds perfectly reasonable. Yeah. But everybody will have an opinion. So, well, I can't believe you're leaving your kid alone. And pay no attention to that. You sort through what makes sense to you.
I appreciate that. And another thing I'm kind of concerned about, I guess, is I would be starting this January, and it's a three-year program, is managing everything, like balancing our home, the food. My husband is a wonderful father. Wonderful husband, but he's wonderful at playing with them and doing activities with them, not taking initiative around the house. And so
he won't take initiative, but you may be able to assign tasks. And you've got a political issue here. You've got to figure out a way to help him understand what's in his best interest for the next 3 years to be more helpful than he's been. That it's great that he's a good dad, but he also gets to be a good husband. And a good husband includes, and you need to be specific about this. You can't say things like, I need more help, because he will say, well, okay, I made the bed this morning. So you're going to have to be specific about exactly what it is you want and be willing to negotiate a little bit. For example, you might say, how many hours a week does the nursing program take?
We're looking at about 20 to 30 hours.
Okay, is it daylight hours? Is it daytime hours? Pardon me?
It is daytime. It's about 9 to 5. You're in school from about 9 to 5, and half of that is studying and half...
a practicum. Okay. So who would take the kid? Who takes the kids to school now?
I drop them off at the bus stop.
Right. Will you be able to still do that with the schooling?
I haven't gotten my schedule yet, which is why I'm kind of still nervous. I think once I get the schedule...
Yeah.
I'll be okay with it.
When are you going to get the schedule? If you're starting in January, you have to get it pretty soon.
I should be getting it within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, January. I mean, we're talking
start middle of January. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Dealing with specifics is going to be much better. But let's play with some of the aspects at this moment. Let's assume for a moment that 3 days a week you're going to be able to take the kids to the school. What time do you take the kids to the school bus?
10 to 9, I drop them off.
Okay, how far away is school from where you drop them?
They're on the bus like 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay, so in theory, even if your class started 5 days a week at 9 o'clock, you could probably drop the kids and still make it to school, on time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in theory, regardless of your schedule, you're probably not going to have an 8 o'clock class, so it's probably going to work. If we were assuming that 3 days a week you were going to have a 9 o'clock class and 2 days a week, and it was, I mean, the point is you could negotiate with your husband for 2 days a week, he would drop them off. Is your nanny going to stay with your child at your house?
She's more of a housekeeper to take care of the stuff that I just don't have time to get to. So it's my mother-in-law who lives like 3 minutes from the college where I'd be going. So I would probably drop him off.
All right. You also may want to look into whether there's daycare at the college, because a lot of places that have, for example, nursing programs have really good daycare, which is especially for a youngest child can be really wonderful because they're around other kids as opposed to isolated. So you use your mother-in-law part of the time and the school system part of the time. But all that's negotiable. So the point is, what would change? What is it that you're going to want your husband to do? What slack do you need him to pick up that he's not picking up now?
Just little things around the house.
No, got to be specific. You can't. That's not helpful. Because when you say little things around the house, he's going to figure if he folds his napkin after dinner that he's helped. And you're going to be furious with him. And if he does, if he puts the dishes in the dishwasher but doesn't turn the dishwasher on, you're going to be furious with him. And sooner or later, he's going to feel like no matter what he does, it's not enough. And, you know, this isn't what he signed on for. And you're going to have a war going. And you don't want that. Mm-hmm. So you need to be, the two aspects that you need to be thinking about right now are what specifically you're asking of him. And it may be that three nights a week, I need you to be responsible for the food. That means two of those nights you can bring home pizza, as far as I'm concerned. One night a week that on Sundays we make meatloaf and you warm it up the one night. You know, so we're talking about very specific kinds of duties and a very specific kind of schedule. So he may say, well, I'm not willing to do three nights a week, but I'll do two if I can bring home Chinese one of the nights. I mean, you can see that you could negotiate once you're talking with specifics. When you say things like help out more, help do things around the house, that means nothing to him, and you're going to be in a war before you know it, because what he views as helping run the house and you view as helping run the house may have absolutely no overlap. And he figures if he volunteers to do something, you're just going to want him to do something else anyway. So you need to think comprehensively about what the list is, and you can't start adding things on, or at least not immediately.
So you don't think I should maybe on Sundays block off a time on Sunday to cook up like four or five meals for the week?
Sure.
In that way?
I think that's fine. But that's why I'm asking you, what is it that you need from him? And you're not telling me. You can see, the more I push you about it, the more you say, well, okay, it's not that, because clearly not dropping the kids off in the morning. It's not food preparation. So what is it?
It's like picking up your dirty clothes from the bathroom floor. It's like making the bed in the morning when you're the last one out of the bed.
Let's look at those two things. My darling, part of what you're going to have to learn to do is you can't do everything. That you can't be superwoman. You can't be a great mom, a great wife, a great lover, a great student, a great cook, a great housekeeper. So you have to figure out what your priorities are. And maybe the bed doesn't need to get made every day. Or maybe you can get a duvet cover so all he has to do is yank it up. Or maybe you could say to him, hey, listen, baby cakes, if the bed is made when I get home, maybe I can figure out great ways of unmaking it with you. I mean, but and picking up the clothes off the floor, I mean, that's, you certainly don't have to be his maid, but nobody's going to die if the clothes are left on the floor. Right?
You're right. I'm crazy like that.
You're going to learn the minor thing you're going to say to your husband is, honey, look, if I've got a profession, I can help financially. I can take you, we can go on great vacations. It's not that you're not a great provider. It's that you don't have to hold the total responsibility on your shoulders. That if you want to take a lavish vacation, or you want to take a year off, or you want to go to school, you don't have to worry about the fact that you've got a wife and three kids and they'll starve to death. I will help. I will also be a happier woman. But honey, the real benefit of this is I can't be such a control freak anymore. And his eyes are going to light up. He's going to say, wow. So because I just can't do everything. And you know what? It occurs to me, I could ask you to fill in the blanks, but maybe there's some things we can let just fall through the cracks. Like instead of doing the laundry every day, maybe we can do the laundry twice a week. And during the spin cycle, we can spin each other around the living room. I mean, you're going to find a whole different way of relating to things because you're obviously a bright woman with a lot of energy who's probably been bored out of her mind.
And because that's what it is.
I know. But explain that to him. Instead of making him sort of become Jennifer clone, pick up the laundry, you want to point out to him that you're going to be a much easier person to get along with, because instead of putting a lot of energy into things that don't matter, because, I mean, kids are wonderful, but they're not very interesting, and they're in school, that you're going to have a whole different focus, which is going to make you easier to get along with, more fun to be with, and maybe we don't have to do the laundry every day. Let me put you on hold, because I have the sense I need to probably walk you through this gently a bit more, right? Because I can hear your stomach rumbling from here. 855-99-DR. Joy, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help. We're talking with Jennifer, who's a mommy that's got three kids, and she's got a great situation. She's got two of them in school, a lovely husband, a helpful mother-in-law, a part-time nanny, and everything relatively close, and talking about starting nursing school next month. And I'm saying, look, what you get to learn is that if you've got a lot to do, you get scheduled. I think Look, the thing is, you're just going to be in school when your kid's in school. And as you point out, on Sundays, everybody can get together and cook. And you're going to teach your 7-year-old and your 4-year-old are going to learn that marriage is helping each other out. And everybody gets together and makes meatballs. I mean, all sorts of interesting things are going to come out of this. What you need to do is convince your husband that there's a huge advantage to him in you being less of a control freak and being able to be supportive of him, and you're not in any way suggesting he's not a great provider, just that, that you want to be able to contribute, and your third kid is going to be in school in the next couple of years, and you want to be able to do something useful, worthwhile, the same way he does. And you're going to learn that you can't, that you've been putting a lot of energy into things that really don't matter because there hasn't been a whole lot that matter to you. So, I mean, and taking care of kids is, as we know, I mean, kids are great, but your kids are in school. They're more and more self-sufficient. A newborn certainly needs to be taken care of. A 7-year-old, a whole lot less, in a whole different kind of way. And the happier the parent, the better the parent, I think. So, part of it is you're going to have to give up the notion that the house is going to be immaculate at all times, because it's unlikely to be so. And if so, the kids can learn to pick up their own laundry. Everybody can learn. A 7-year-old can certainly learn to use the washing machine, and Daddy can learn to nuke the pizza.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I have to start getting through my thick skull, is I got to just chill out. Like my daughter would say, she tells my mother-in-law, oh, mommy doesn't play with us so much because she's always playing Cinderella and cleaning and always in the kitchen. And I feel so bad about that. Like I
Well, but hear what she's telling you. She's saying, mom cares about cleaning, we care about playing. But also understand your 7-year-old is going to be as manipulative as the day is long.
I'm totally right.
Well, but all that's going to change. You may be doing homework, but you're going to be doing homework with her, and you're going to be doing things that she values more. I will tell you a quick story, and this will maybe one to sort of pluck behind your left ear. When my daughter was about a year old, I'd been teaching since she was 3 weeks old or something, but I wasn't working anywhere near full time, and I was really losing my mind. I mean, I love my daughter dearly. But, geez, Louise, so I decided I need, a PhD and really wanted to go back and to a practice at least one day a week. And I had a great daycare. I had actually a live-in girl with me just because we used to have teenagers who didn't really want to go to college. And they would come and live with us for a year and do all their acting out around me as opposed to their parents. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't even a job. I think it was a job interview or something. And I walked out, I left my daughter, and she was sobbing. Mommy, don't leave me. And she was about a year old. And I walked out to the car and realized I was so frazzled that I forgot my car keys. So I walked back to the house, went up the stairs. The whole round trip was maybe under a minute. My kid was happily playing with Marcia, who was the girl that was living with us. This whole thing was for my benefit. And, the guilt is just a 4-letter word for a 5-letter word for mother. That, your kids will be fine. That you playing with them, that you're going to get really good at scheduling. You're going to get really good at making sure that each kid has time with you during the week, and it's going to be scheduled, and they can look forward to it. You're going to be a little bit more relaxed about the kitchen floor and the laundry. It's going to change your life, and because you have something that matters to focus on as opposed to something to do to absorb your energy.
And that's what my husband keeps telling me. He's like, you have to do this for yourself. You're going to be a better mom. And it's something like...
Well, it sounds like he's really on board with you.
He really is. But it's just, I have to... Yeah, it's basically, I have to just relax.
All right, here's what you're going to do. For the next... First of all, wait till you get your schedule. And then you can call me. For the next week, I want you to wear a rubber band around your wrist. Not so tight that it makes your fingers purple. And every time you panic about, oh my gosh, things aren't going to be, snap the wrist, snap the rubber band so you'll remind yourself to stop doing that. And every time you think about generalities, about, well, I won't have enough time for the kids, or what about the laundry, that snap the rubber band and go get a piece of paper and pencil and write down the specifics of what you're concerned about. Don't do any generalities, because generalities will just mislead you.
And that's just, I seriously panic when I think about
it. Oh, I know.
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I have to do this. And stuff that doesn't matter. It's my children that matter and my happiness. And I just need it.
Well, as your husband's absolutely right. You'll be happier, they'll be happier, everybody will relax.
Okay.
Because you're going to be busy.
Yeah,
trust me.
Exactly.
I had a young kid, was a full-time graduate student, and working full-time. You don't have a whole lot of time to waste that way. And all of a sudden, the kitchen floor, I mean, it's not that there's you need a backhoe to come in and, you know, once a week. It's just that all of a sudden, being able to see your face in the floor doesn't make much difference anymore. It's just, as long as it's clean and neat, who cares?
Who cares?
Doesn't have to
so
be
it's
sparkly.
Doable. It is doable.
All of it. You're going to have a good time. When you get your schedule, call me if you need some help.
I'll call you. Thank you so much, Dr. Dre.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Dina,
bye-bye.
My dear. Tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then if it's okay with you, I'll hold you over, and you get started next hour, and you can have as much time as you need.
Okay. You want me to start now or wait until
you come
back?
Yeah, just give me the thing so I can begin cogitating, and everybody will be fascinated to hear what we're going to talk about next.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm 62. I'm retired. I have three sons, and the issue that I would like your opinion on is one of the sons has an 8-year-old that my son thinks that I should drop everything and watch his child because I'm retired whenever, you know, something comes up. And right now we're not talking because this past Saturday he came over here and kind of blew up at me. And what he does now is he won't ask me to babysit. He'll call and ask my husband.
Does your husband say yes?
He always says yes.
Does he expect you to go? Does your husband expect you to go along with him when he says yes to babysit?
Yeah, he kind of does. And
okay, well, that part's easy, isn't it? I mean, we can do that part. We're going to talk about the rest, but look, you've got three separate issues here. The first one is really easy, which is if your son calls your husband and says, Dad, can you come and babysit? And your husband says yes, then you explain to your husband, if he says yes, then he goes. You're not going to go.
It's at my home.
Well, then you're going to go out and work out, or you're going to do something else. And maybe you make that the deal, that you can go to his house, take care of the kid. You can't do it in our house. That if you want to do it, that's fine, but it doesn't involve me, number one. And number two, if it's time that we already have plans together, you're going to have to learn to say no. Because that's a marital issue. That has nothing to do with your son. That's your husband committing the two of you to something without checking with you, or making your plans secondary to his plans. That one's relatively easy. Let me put you on hold, and we'll go through that one again, and then we'll go through the little more complicated issue with your son. All right? 855-99, Dr. Joy. We're going to talk about the difference between being Grandma Moses and Auntie Mame. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.